Welcome to Low Standards and Pours, Sunday, April 18th, about 10 minutes to 8, Eastern Standard Time, broadcasting just outside of Detroit City, one of the best cities in the world. We have a great show for you tonight, more music on board, good times. Thanks for all the loyal listeners out there, we appreciate it. Our viewership has gone nothing but up since we started. I think we're getting a little bit better at this. I know Bill still struggles from time to time. He's not quite the natural that I am, but needless to say, we are working on our podcast all the time to make it better for you guys. I don't know where the hell he's at. He just told me he's ready to go, and he's up fucking the dog somewhere. Come on, Bill. Dial that phone. I made it really easy for you. It's all you gotta do is hit accept. Fashionably late.
Always. Why wouldn't I be? Music sounds good today, brother.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. I was gonna say, you do something different?
I certainly did not. I don't know.
Good fade out.
Thank you.
Dig it.
How was your weekend?
Relaxing.
But so far, good?
Yeah, no, very relaxing. Got a lot of good stuff done.
That's good.
Not sure what those good things were, but I got some of them done.
I know. I don't mean to sound like a Debbie Downer, but God, I had a hardest time sleeping.
I'm pacing myself, Sergeant.
Sorry. Yeah, I just... I don't mean to be messing around with the start times at all, but you know, I'm exhausted. It's like, I don't know what it is. It's got something to do with the pneumonia I had. And when you lay down, it must put your lungs at rest or something. But if you've got anything in there that needs to come out, it comes out when you lay down.
Oh, yeah.
And lay down. It drives me crazy because I can't sleep. I can't get a good night's sleep. So I prop myself up in the corner of the couch and close my eyes. That's it. Let it rip.
Oh, man.
Let it rip, Titter Chip.
There you go, brother.
Yeah, what else is going on? What else we get to report on? Yeah, I heard there was a shooting at in Ann Arbor at Briarwood Mall.
Oh, man. Today?
I don't know. I think it was Friday. What the hell's going on with everybody?
I think everybody's crazies. Yeah, things are – excuse me. There's some frenzy going on. Somebody's whipping people up into craziness. There's just something.
A bunch of copycat shit.
I don't know. People think that they can, you know, all of a sudden we're free from whatever, and then they can go crazy again. Well, you know what?
Yeah.
You were crazy before, and you'll be crazy again later. Let it go. Just
apparently,
you know.
Apparently. How'd you do on picking out your bands?
Oh, dude, I'm so excited.
Did you pick out two or are you just using one?
I picked out two.
All right, I just did one. So you can do two. I don't know. You can do one, I'll do one, you do the other, whatever, something like that.
Yeah, because I want to start I want to start with the one that I found like 2 days ago. I'm not going to get right into it, but these guys are, I know nothing about them other than holy energy.
Right, right.
And during the, what do you call that thing, lockdown we've had?
Yeah.
Forever.
I was going to say summer solstice?
Yeah, that, exactly. they've been locked down together, the band. There's a guitarist, a keyboard singer, and keyboard singer's one guy. And then percussion, and then two chickies with backup vocals.
Hmm.
And they were all in lockdown together, and they're just, he's got... 14-minute versions of songs that are just like, oh my god, this is so much fun to listen to, and you know they're doing 3-hour shows,
right?
In the afternoon, live on YouTube, and just I don't know how I came across these guys, but I'm like, oh my god, this is so much fun. I mean, like, just exciting fun to listen to. So I got them, and then I found something that is a throwback, but is a current throwback to something that I don't even know. But I made a comment last show, just kind of under the breath, lyrics popped out of my head. And then I couldn't figure out what the heck they were from, and it took me 4 days to find out which ones they were.
Okay.
Last night, I'm like, oh, my God, that's that song. And then I was making dinner, and I was listening to the whole album. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is great. So those are my two for today, which I'm not going to tell you.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah. It looks like we have a guest.
Oh, my God. Already?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I know so. Well, it caught my
Well, pink
my
sport,
wife,
I mean,
my Wi-Fi is Pink Pony. That's the name of my Wi-Fi.
Your Wi-Fi is called Pink Pony? Is that your password? Great. Now everyone knows your password.
Yeah, it's not my password. It's just my call sign on my Wi-Fi. So in case you guys are in the Plymouth area and Pink Pony shows up on your Wi-Fi, that's mine.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Pink Pony. Well, Pink Squirrel is with us.
Yes.
You know all about Pink Squirrel.
Hello, Pink Squirrel.
Hey, Pink Squirrel. Pink Squirrel, simply adorable, good friend of the show, says things that sound dirty but aren't, has great taste in podcasts.
Oh.
Yeah.
It says things that sound dirty but they're not. I like that.
Right.
Yeah.
They call those innuendos.
Yeah, exactly.
Innuendo.
You are the king of innuendos.
Innuendo and out the other.
Yeah. That was Queen's last album, Innuendo.
And out the other?
No, just Innuendo.
Innuendo. Got it, right.
Yeah. Thanks for the... You know, we have to figure out what all these like little bumps are that we get, like the hearts, and we got like a little gold participation coin there, and some people have thrown us some money. I don't know if that's to get better or to get lost or what, but
probably to get lost.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, it's us, really. We love when people share the live show. I still don't know what that means. I don't know where that goes.
I know. They probably share it right to the trash can.
And honestly,
nope, not this one. I'm kidding. I'm trying not to laugh when we start coughing.
Me too. I don't know what the hell's in my
Hopefully problem. You didn't get what I got.
No, Pads. I don't have what you got. I'm nowhere near what you are.
Well, thank you.
But no, I just... KK Kick has joined us also. KK Kick. Do I have to say underscore, or is it just KK Kick, baby? I'm losing my voice.
It's all excitement.
This is not fun, but you know about KK Kick.
Now you feel like that. Now you feel how I felt.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a pain.
KK Kick's a good friend of the show. Smells lovely. Not a fan of bad people and has great taste in podcasts.
Low Skinners and Pores.
Yes.
Podcast.
Feel free for, thanks for stopping by. So I'm going to get into the, what do you call that thing? Disclaimer here.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Oh,
it'd be good to throw that out of there.
Dropping stuff and breaking things. But before we do the disclaimer, I have to share this with you because this is how tonight is probably going to go.
Just what is it that you want to do?
Well, we want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. And we want to get loaded. And we want to have a good time.
And that's what we're going to do.
Well, wait, baby, let's go.
We're going to have a good time.
And we want to get loaded. And we want to get loaded. And we want to have a good time.
What's that
from? And that's just what we're going to do.
What's that from?
That's from Primal Scream, Come Together. Oh. One of my favorite tunes. Oh.
If the idea of listing is selling your house.
My whole world has just gone upside down.
Yeah, you're falling apart over there.
Yeah, I know.
You got to get those electronics in front of you.
Well, as opposed to underneath me, yeah.
Exactly.
We want to be free.
You'll recognize this in a minute.
We want to be free to do what we want to do. And we want to get loaded. And we want to have a good time.
And that's what we're going to do.
Well, wait, baby, let's go.
We're going to have a good time.
We're going to have a good time.
We're going to have a party.
So this is Primal Scream from, like, 2003, maybe?
Yeah, I only know the name.
You don't even know Primal Scream?
No, I think the last time I heard Primal Scream, it was sung by Motley Crue.
No, Primal Scream is the name of the band.
No, I know.
Oh, my God. Man Cave joins
us. What's up, Man Cave?
Man Cave sound, baby.
We're just talking about Primal Scream here. I don't remember.
This is a good, fun song. I have like 6 versions of this song, and one of them has the introduction that you heard there. Just what is it you want to do? We want to be free. ahead.
The band that I'm hosting tonight are talking about what is they're coming to concert on the 15th of December.
Oh yeah.
So they're over at the Majestic.
Gonna happen. I'm gonna fade that out.
Yeah, it's a good fade out. You've been practicing.
I know. Tell. Well, I learned from you. I learned from the best, baby.
But they're coming the 15th of December, so I might tickets only $20. I might just buy two tickets and force you to go.
And we want to get loaded, and we want to have a good time.
So, what you're saying is that we're gonna go?
Yeah, and I'll tell you who the band is in a minute. I mean, yeah. when it gets to me.
Okay, because I'm gonna do my band first.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, are we getting right into this?
If you want to, yeah. Let it rip, Chip.
You're gonna go. Oh my God! But so again, this is a group that I just fell across, just in my regular huntings for something delicious to listen to, and I don't know how this got suggested to me or whatever, or what I came across that did this. But the band is called Sonny and the Black Pack.
Huh.
And basically, like I said, they've been in lockdown together. The keyboard player, and he's the singer, and a guy playing acoustic guitar, a guy sitting on the drum box and doing some other percussionist type things, and then two chickies doing background vocals. And it's just a camera of them five all packed next to each other.
Right.
In lockdown. And they, like I said, they were doing like 2 and 3 hour shows and just different stuff like this. But this is something that they put together. And like I said, they're just doing covers. But he is covers. So talented on the keyboard.
Is this covers that we're gonna know?
You'll know this song, yeah, when he starts singing. You might pick up on some of the keyboard parts because he's that good. But I mean, it's just like, I could listen to this all day at work and just big grin in my face.
Yeah.
And it's just so easy to watch too. They're just having a good time. I gotta turn it down a little bit so I can hear myself think. But can you? There's such skill here, and I'm like, these guys must have had just plenty of time practicing and playing together. If they're in lockdown together for a year,
right?
You know. When you have a 14-minute version of this song,
well, you know, you got up. Oh yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I saw.
But this guy, his voice. I mean, he's just honestly, he's a plump Polynesian piano player.
Huh.
I just made that up just now.
I mean, is that what he looks like, though?
That's what he looks like. He's just a plump Polynesian piano player, and he's so smiley and so happy and so like his excitement's contagious, and then he starts singing. Oh my God, it's like I couldn't stop watching. I probably last night or yesterday afternoon I probably watched like 2 hours of this guy with his band. And can you just hear that in the background? He's just having so much fun. You were gonna say something. I'm gonna turn this down. But go on. You were going to tell me something about this song.
No, I was going to say it reminds me of CeeLo Green. I mean, I think he wrote that song, didn't he? Crazy? Or was it a cover?
Gnarls Barkley?
Yes. Yeah, same guy. Gnarls Barkley, CeeLo Green.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw him in concert, and he played that. And
yeah.
I'm going to do a little shout-out right now because I have to. And I want you to play something for me by request. Right. And name of the song.
I'm going to fade him out.
Yeah. So this is going to complement.
What pulled up?
Yeah. Well, it's going to complement only because. Gosh, how can I say this? The song that I'm going to ask you to play is sung by Gnarls Barkley, which was the writer of Crazy, which is being covered by.
Right.
The one that you just played.
Okay, so Gnarls Barkley, what am I looking up?
No, I'm not going to have you play Crazy.
Right.
But I'm going to have you play Reckoner. R-E-C-K.
Got it.
O-N-E-R. And then put Gnarls Barkley next to it, or CeeLo Green. I should both pull up.
Do I want a live version or the Radiohead cover?
I don't know. Try the one.
This one.
He's
could
got
be
a killer voice.
This is a live one, so this might be fun.
So this is obviously written by Radiohead,
right?
Covered by Gnarls Barkley. But listen to how strong his voice is.
I'm going to get into it here.
And when you...
Well, and I remember listening to him sing Crazy, and I just thought, wow, that guy's got some pipes.
Yeah.
He's really got some pipes.
Here you got like Radiohead. You can hear Radiohead kind of in the background, just kind of, it's almost that jazzy instrumental.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you got his just almost piercing type way that he sings. But I just think that was kind of a cool way to kind of pull these two together a little bit.
Yeah. That was Gnarls. And then here's... He really does. I'm picking up what you're throwing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fade this one out. I gotta show you this one, though. You're going to dig this. I'm gonna wait for you to try and guess the song, because again, this covers, but this shows your range.
Yeah.
You hear that? Okay.
Yeah.
Playing.
Oh yeah. I was gonna say it sounded like this song, and I was like,
a little bit, yeah.
That's funny. We have
and it's like, this is one of those things that, you know, I really love a band who really does a cover honestly to the original, but yet just throws a little bit of twist to themselves in it. And these guys seem to do it really well.
Somebody's at the front door.
Well, I'll get it.
No, somebody's at the front door.
Oh, yes, dear. I'll get it. Like I said, Oma.
Is Adoro. It Oma?
Oduro? Oma. Omaduro.
Oduro.
Didn't we do this last time?
What?
Don't hit the road, Jack. Because, you know, Oma, simply adorable, good friend of the show, excellent genetics, super smart, and has great taste in podcasts. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. Did you get that thing that I sent you?
Yeah, and I couldn't read any of it.
Really?
Yeah,
it's written in English.
Took a picture of the thing, and the picture didn't come through.
Oh, that was an export.
Just hit the road, Jack. So, well, we got a little bit of Sunny
Mel.
And the Black Pack in the background.
Mel's at the front door.
Oh, hey, Mel.
Lyrical laxatives.
Oh, this is like Sunny and the Black Pack. Miracle laxatives. Lyrical laxatives. Lyrical miracle laxatives. No, but like I said, we're listening to Sonny and the Black Pack here. This is them doing a version of Hit the Road, Jack, and it's just so fun. Just fun. But
maybe somebody might listen to on Christmas Eve or something. Or
no, Mel, you know about Mel, right? Mel is a good friend of the show, simply adorable, smarter than all the politicians on the planet. Has lovely hair and great taste in podcasts.
I think Mel is a woman, Melanie. Hello, ding dong, knock knock. I think, is this a joke? Knock knock.
Ding dong. I don't know. Apparently, I'm the ding dong, and you're a knock knock.
See?
Yeah, it's like we know you. Of course.
It's like ESP, EXP, ESP.
ESPN. It's just like ESPN, completely differently.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can hear.
I feel the connection. Go ahead.
You've been listening to the piano in the background, and he's just jamming. And this is a 10-minute version of Hit the Road, Jack. And it's just them sitting in the basement jamming. You know? It's just, how fun is that?
I like it. I like it.
These guys are so much fun. I'm going to fade this out and do... excuse me. You're going to love this next one. This is going to be... well, I'm going to do two.
Did you bring the charcuterie? Charcuterie?
Right, my mini wieners. Don't talk about me like that. Hey, Moha, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah,
this
mini
is
wieners.
Sonny and the Black Pack, and Eric, I need you to guess when you can tell what song this is.
Oh, yeah.
But it just has so much fun.
Yeah.
And it's really just very simple.
This is not Spoon, but
Sublime.
Yeah.
I really want to know. But he is so talented on the keyboards. And he just has so much fun. Like I said, he just looks like he's having a blast.
When I play mine, I'm really going to bring it all down.
That's all right. Because I'm going to bring it right back up afterwards.
All right.
But... And you hear the girls in the background? There's so much energy and excitement here. For me, I just love this.
I like it.
This is why I love going to the Hamtramck Music Festival. See the raw young bands trying and just being silly and crazy. There's so much fun to it. And then this one, I'm going to fade out Santeria. Again, that is Sonny and the Black Pack doing covers. But this is, well, you're going to guess. But again, him cranking out the keyboards. And this is just so much fun. And honestly, now that I think about it, my next band is going to be kind of a downer from these because of the excitement of these guys. And you're going to go, oh my God, this is like a sad song. And yet, here they're jamming it out.
Oh yeah.
Exactly.
It's, yeah, don't say it.
I can't even believe it. Can you just dig his voice?
Yeah, I've got the visual on him now.
Yeah.
After you said plumpy Polynesian. It's like a Don Ho cousin kind of thing.
Right, and he just, again, there's so much excitement and you know he loves music. You can just taste it in the way he moves.
Right, right.
You know, and the way he's so comfortable on the keyboards when he's playing. I'm sorry, I love this kind of thing. And I found something where in 2019, these guys opened up to a relatively small venue for Boss Skaggs.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't get a chance to watch it, but
I've known that name forever.
Yeah.
But I can't tell you anything that he sings.
I can't tell you either. I'm sure
we'd probably recognize something, but...
Exactly. But they're internationally famous forever. They've been around. They're just,
right.
You know, number one sellers. But these guys open up for them in, looks like 2019 somewhere, October. And they just... Like I said, there's just too much fun there. I had to fade this out. Have you ever seen The Rain? But that's again, any of you listening will feel like enjoying some fun stuff. A band that really seems to love making remakes, and I'm sure they got a couple of things of their own too. Sonny and the Black Pack. And they're a fun watch. You were going to say, Eric.
No, I was going to say... I can almost pronounce the name of the band. I keep thinking Wooden Ships, and for some reason when I hear like covers, it's even tougher. Even though I can hear the song, I can hear the band playing the song. It's Creedence Clearwater Revival, right?
CCR, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Have you ever seen?
Yeah. God.
Whatever. It's all right. You don't have to be on it all the time.
No, I'm trying.
That's why I'm here.
Trying to, you know. Yeah, you are. You're right. On more than I am.
All right. Am I looking up stuff for you?
Yeah. So you're probably not gonna get this band. It's a band that is a little bit like who can I compare him to? Remember we went and saw. Remember the band we went and saw? We got stuck out. We went outside and started talking to that girl. The girl that had the
right. The band father. Was loud and obnoxious, and they were pretty good at the White Somebodies or Another's. Or the
not the White Stripes.
Not them. But it was White Tiger or
no, it wasn't White
Tiger Lily. Cheers,
Call.
I can't.
Anyways,
remember. I know who you're talking about. They're kind of show.
Some of their songs are kind of like that band,
mm-hmm.
Which I'll think of in a second. And some like are rock and real. Yeah, some of them are kind of a little dark, a little psychedelic, a little slow moving.
Okay.
I'm looking at it right now, and they've been kind of spoken. They've been kind of described as being maybe neo psychedelia.
Oh, right.
If that means anything to anybody,
I have no idea.
Yeah, they're out of Tennessee. Band members from all over. Can't really tell you about that much more. I've been listening to them. Don't know a ton about them, but I don't know if these guys are going to be around long. I don't know if they have. It's kind of
staying
a
staying power.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, anyways,
hey, you know, you saw Doss joined us, right?
Oh, Doss joined us.
Yeah, Doss, simply adorable, good friend of the show, excellent genetics, super smart, and his great taste in podcasts. Go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, so I just sent you over who they are.
Thanks, Doss.
And then the song is The Numbers.
Oh my God.
Put them on.
Hold on.
Put them on.
Oh yeah, all of them. I don't know what those numbers are because that's not gonna. You're not gonna. It's not. I
just
love you.
Just make it happen.
They got one album.
Doss, we've been talking about some plump Polynesian cover band. And
fun.
Yeah,
they were
quite entertaining.
One, two, three. How about this? Marriage a Coyote Woman?
No, this 357.
Yeah, that's three. What album is it?
I don't know.
They got more than one album. Lightning at the Door? That's what I'm looking at. Is it a live performance they did?
No.
No. Give me a song title. Oh, wow. This is actually pretty good. Listen to that. Harmonica. Dying Surfer Meets His Maker.
Rival Sons. Oh, my God. I had to get that out of my...
Rival Sons. That's right.
So,
yeah.
So, if anybody knows, Bill and I went and saw Rival Sons.
That was a pretty good show.
Yeah, we spent some time outside yakking with some chicks. Yeah. But so...
This is
Go ahead and listen to this then. For
All Them Witches, Lightning at the Door. The song is The Marriage of Coyote Woman. This is a 9-minute song, man.
Yeah. Which goes back to me. I was gonna make a comment about, you know, with all of this COVID stuff going on, there's probably gonna be a lot of good albums coming out.
I'm hoping.
You know?
You know, and I'm hoping that there's going to be some really good live shows coming up, too.
Yeah.
Because bands have been, you know, if they're, like I was telling you, with Sonny and the Black Pack, if they're quarantined together, all they got to do is practice.
Yeah.
You know, what else are you going to do?
So,
This is really bluesy. This is nice.
Yeah. Yeah, Influence on the Doors, Jimmy Garcia from we all know Jimmy Garcia.
Who's in this band?
You want some names?
Yeah.
Rob Stabler, Charles Michael Parks Jr., Ben McLeod, and Alan Van Cleve.
Are they anybody famous?
No. That's what I was looking for. I didn't know if they came from either bands or not. They didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I was thinking you were telling me. It does have a bit of a bluesy door sound.
Yeah. And All Them Witches came from a book that was somewhere in the film Rosemary's Baby.
Oh, of course.
That's where they get the name from.
So here's a 15-minute version of Voodoo Child. Yeah, this is, how long, these guys are new? They've been around?
Well, 2012.
Okay.
But these are guys coming to concert on December 15th. So tickets are only $20. I think I'm
going to
go.
This would be worth going to see, yeah.
Yeah.
This would be one of those that, you know, you just go and enjoy the music and we could shoot shit in the back.
Right,
you know,
right,
find
exactly.
Find a bar. Where are they coming to again?
Majestic, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, small little venue.
Yeah, good venue for them.
Yeah.
They'll really fill this one up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good full sound.
it's still got, it's got that late 70s rock and roll to it too.
Yeah.
Right.
I like it. I've heard a lot from them.
Yeah.
I just don't know a lot about them.
And this is a band called All Them Witches, and this is a version of Voodoo Child. Or maybe it's a completely original song. It doesn't sound like Voodoo Child at all.
No.
But it's interesting, all right.
Slowed it way down or something.
Yeah, they did something. It looks like they did a version of Voodoo Child.
Well, yeah, they give credit to Hendrix.
Yeah. I mean, this is definitely Hendrix-y sounding.
They do, you know what? Type in All Them Witches and do Born Under a Bad Sign.
Born Under a Bad Sign. Let's see what happened. You like that fade out?
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Yeah. All right. So that's, is that the album is Born Under a Bad Sign?
No, this is non-album singles.
Oh, well, let's give that a listen then.
Smooth.
Ooh, this already sounds fun. I love a good start on a guitar like that.
Yeah, so this is Mr. Albert King, Born Under a Bad Sign, 1967.
Oh, right. I knew there was something familiar about that song.
Yeah. We've all heard it.
Oh, yeah. We've all lived it. Of course.
Yeah. So this is probably a good concert to go see.
I like smooth. That's
especially,
right.
Especially for $20.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're going to see these guys. This is All Them Witches, Born Under a Band Sign. I'm digging it, man. You're right.
It's a Wednesday night.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But this is grooving.
Cool.
It's got some.
It's pretty heavy. It's pretty heavy.
Yeah, you know what pops up here is my YouTube is telling me that Shaky Graves is somehow meets the criteria of songs I would like as a recommendation. And you remember me talking about Shaky Graves, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That dude from Texas.
Yeah,
he really rocks. I'll probably do an actual show on Shaky Graves one of these times, because we weren't really doing shows when I was talking about him.
No.
But I was just bragging about it. But no, yeah, this is good. Hey, if you like All Them Witches, last couple songs you've been hearing, that 70s rock and roll and bluesy guitar thrown in your face kind of deliciousness, you go ahead and buy yourself some All Them Witches. That's right, baby doll. So this actually flows in nicely with my next one.
All right, good. Good to hear.
So let's see. We already talked about Sonny and the Black Pack. Those guys are so much fun. I'm telling you. So I'm going to – this is a band that I've been, like, in love with since 2003. And you hear all the fun crazy in the background?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the world is going crazy in a fun way in my house. Everybody's smiling and laughing. It's good. But this band, you'll never guess the name. They have a 50s groove, but it's rockabilly. But what came out in the late 90s, what they called psychobilly.
Yeah.
And these guys sort of fit in a bit of that psychobilly. And one of the, well, the song that I was referring to the other day was not this one. This is called Square Guitar. And this is Hip Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers.
Huh.
Yeah. This is Square Guitar. But it's simple and fun.
I like it.
Yeah, the album I was thinking of is The Shake Said Shake, as in The Shake.
Right.
Sharif Don't Like It. The Shake Said Shake. And I'm going to fade this one out. That's a fun song. But this, these guys are just, I haven't even gotten to Shake Said Shake yet. But isn't it's like that ugly good rock and roll. With a little taste of something to it.
Oh, I'm sure they'd be excellent in concert.
These guys will be a blast. I've seen some of their live shows on YouTube.
Yeah.
Just phenomenal. Looks like it'll be a lot of fun. Like, these guys would be a lot of fun at the music festival.
I was just going to say, it sounds like a band we may have heard at the music fest.
You would think, but they're not similar. From around here, and I kind of I wish I could claim them as a Detroit band. This is called Ugly Mobile.
Ugly.
Oh. Yeah. All right. So the song that I was thinking of. Well, here, I'm going to throw you this one.
Go ahead.
Get rid of that. This should be Snake Pit. It's just, again, it's sort of like that B-movie background music.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Dave.
Of course Dave is here. Why wouldn't Dave be here? Dave should be here. We love you, Dave. Thanks for stopping by. He's a good friend of the show. Smells lovely. Enjoys fine dining. Owns a very expensive TV. Thanks for stopping by, Dave. And this is Hip Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers. Snake Pit.
Hip Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers.
Yeah, so this possibly could be a song that you would have heard. I had to fade that out. This one here is the one.
No, I liked the style of song, though.
Yeah.
It's that rockabilly kind of.
It's got a little, it's a little cramps, but yet cleaner. This is the one from the Sheik Said Shake.
Yeah.
By Hip Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers. And this is the song that I must have heard somewhere on the radio or something. Because it's like, how else would I know about this in 2003 or 8 when it came out? But it's got that driving guitar.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely, that.
Yeah.
That rockabilly style.
Yeah. It's just not going anywhere.
I mean, it's hard not to like that.
I know. And that's what I was saying the other day when you said something. I go, yeah, I hear an echo. And then it triggered in my head. I'm like, I got to talk about this band. But I can't. It took me a couple days to figure out who it was.
Right, right.
Because I'm like, who is this? I know the song, and I'm singing the song in my head, that line over and over. I hear an echo. And I couldn't figure it out. And I'm in my head. I'm playing the guitar riff and the bass and, you know, that with the drums, and you know, I'm just, this is just good stuff, and I'm, why can I not think of who it is? But it's Hip Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers.
That's yeah, how, this is, baby. How on earth did you find the name of this band?
I don't know. I actually
that took some digging.
Yeah, and that's how I came across Sonny and the Black Pack, because you get the Hip Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers and Sonny and the Black Pack, and somehow the rhythm of the name of the band brings what you call it, YouTube, to decide that you should recommend something else. And I saw Sonny, I'm like, this guy looks like fun, and of course remarkable fun.
Yeah
remarkable fun. But this is this genre I really like, this psychobilly stuff. There's a lot of bands that have this sound that just haven't made a lot, but you can you can find them and just go, oh, that, this is good. And there's gems everywhere. Just go hunt and peck, find something delicious.
Looks like we've got DJ Leisha Lashes.
Of course DJ Leisha Lashes is here. Good friend of the show. Smells lovely. That's all I got, man. Just good friend of the show and smells lovely.
Yeah, you run out of material.
No, I'm just really glad you stopped by. Are we funny? No, not really. Are we good enough to have our own show? No way, man. You're here to giggle a little bit, maybe hear some good, fun music. Well, hopefully that happened. I heard an echo. So, you know what I got to say about that, though, right?
Yeah. So it's...
What the hell just happened?
And we want to get loaded, and we want to have a good time.
That's what we're going to do.
Well, wait, baby, let's go. We want to be free.
What you want to do.
We want a good time.
Well, we want to be free. We want to
are
be free
you stuck on this one?
I love this one.
And we want to
I know
get
you,
loaded.
You've played like five times.
I know.
That's what we're going to do.
Love
well,
it.
Wait, baby, let's go.
We're going to have a good time.
We're going to have a party.
Would you stop? The one guy sounds like George Bush Jr.
No, you know what it is, though? It's from Rebel Without a Cause, if I remember correctly.
So we played All Them Witches.
All Them Witches, which was really rocking.
Yeah.
That's a good 70s call.
A little bit on the bluesy side, little bit on the rock side. And who is the...
Sonny and the Black Pack, baby.
What's Father Brian doing on... Father Brian's having some kind of comedy show?
Yeah, isn't it?
Stand-up?
Is that tonight?
No, it's 20th. So it's Tuesday.
Yeah, 4:20.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Father Brian's doing an improv thing. Yeah, make sure you guys go listen to Father Brian for Planet ADHD.
Yeah.
The guy fucking rocks. Or regular rocks. He's, of course, also on this, whatever you call it. Yes, thank you, Eric, for typing that in. Father Brian.
You're welcome.
20 Improv, Planet ADHD. And that's on your Bean of Pods.
Yeah, I have no idea what it's about. No idea.
Yeah. Did I say hey to DJ Alicia? I did. Oh, I wasn't looking. I wasn't looking, so I just made some shit up. But everybody, thanks for stopping by. You know... I'm losing my voice. So since we didn't do the disclaimer earlier, I just want to let everybody know that the Lofts, this is Jameson, Walker, Stettler, and Waldorf, has kept us out of jail for quite a long time, and they're awesome. You'll never be able to get them on retainer because we can barely keep them on retainer. But they told me that I have to tell everybody this. Please listen at your own risk. These guys are moderately insane, and of course they're referring to us. That's you and me, Eric. We're apparently moderately insane, and I'm just interrupting this whole thing because I really am mad at Jameson and Walker. Stettler and Waldorf, they're fine, but Jameson and Walker I'm a little pissed off at. The views expressed by the host are not necessarily those of rational human beings. All shows are poorly researched and presented by idiots. Any semblance of intelligent thought is purely coincidental and should not be considered factual. This program is not endorsed by any committee, team, group, organization, or tribe. Thanks for stopping by. You know what?
Yeah, what do you got?
It's not a big ship, but I am the captain. That's my life, baby. I heard somebody say that once in the past couple of days, and I'm like, yeah. Seems about my life. It's not a big ship, baby, but at least I'm captain. Think about that for a little while. Chew on that one.
Yeah.
Just what is it that you want to do? I'm not going to play that again for you.
I'm just writing something back. Yeah. I'm trying to get my thoughts back together here.
You had them?
Yeah, you know what? I was thinking about seeing if I could squeeze another band, but you know I don't have it in me tonight. I don't.
All right. It's fine. I mean, we started at what 7:49, 7:50 or something like that.
Yeah,
we really blew through our songs pretty quick. But like I said, I am so happy I found this Sonny and the Black Pack. You know I'm going to put their 3.5 hour. Podcast thing, whatever the hell they had on YouTube. I'm putting that on when I get in the morning at work tomorrow.
Yeah.
So listen and laugh and just enjoy the heck out of it.
DJ Alicia's from the other side of the pond. It says 1:30.
Yeah.
Like yeah, I didn't
in
know
the
that.
Morning time?
Well, it does say AM, so I would assume.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's morning time. Well, because well, when you're a DJ, when you're a DJ, why would you go to bed before, you know, 3?
That's true. But right? If she's DJing, I mean, she should still be DJing at 1:30. But it is Sunday night.
Right. I mean, the pubs in Ireland close at midnight on Sunday.
Oh.
Well, that's when they kicked us out. I'm sure they closed at 10.
They probably kicked you out for other reasons.
Yeah. None that we can discuss here or anywhere in a public setting.
Right. Ever. Well, no, I mean, yeah, we could, just can't mention any names.
No.
Other than your first. Maybe not. What's 191? Oh, she was on.
What are we looking at?
Can we find you on YouTube at all? DJ Alicia?
Or DJ Alicia can just call in.
Yeah, no, I want to hear her music, yeah.
Hmm. Oh, she's talking about music?
Yeah. Yeah, since she was on earlier.
Oh, like actually had her own show.
I think so, yeah. I was just wondering if we could, maybe she'll send us a link or something.
Or say, you know, hey, this is the name of my show and find me here. Or how would we find you and like you and follow you and have a lot of fun?
Because, oh, here's...
What the hell?
I'm doing? Like Wi-Fi connected. Oh, okay.
I don't have my glasses on, so I can barely read my phone.
So
I'm surprised I can look at my what do you call this computer screen?
Here's some lyrics for you. So I'll tell you this: it's not REM, it's not the Pixies, but it's another great band that I love. And it's an older song, and I know you won't get this, but.
DJing here, in the car.
Here comes Dick. He's wearing a skirt. Here comes Jane. He knows she's sporting a chain. Same hair, revolution. Same build, evolution. Tomorrow, who's going to fuss?
Yeah, what was that? Because I saw you put that in there, and I'm like, it sounds like lyrics from a song that I couldn't pick it out.
Yeah, so.
Who was that?
C-Rock. So I'll try to sing it one more time. So here comes Dick. He's wearing a skirt. Here comes Jane. You know, she's no, it doesn't even sound right. I could never.
No, please don't ever do that again.
God, that was
especially
terrible.
Especially not in public. Yeah,
it's really that was. In fact, Joan Jett covered it too. It's Androgynous by Replacements.
Androgynous, The Replacements.
Oh, she's got a podcast, 73 of them published. We'll look you up.
Well, if you've got a podcast, then...
On the Bean. All right, cool. Make sure, follow us. I'll follow you back, and then we'll go over and listen to what you got. I love, I'm assuming it's a type of electronic music.
Or maybe it's just... Yeah, you really did this horribly.
I know.
Replacements are great. And this was they're from Let It Be, The Replacements. It's a phenomenal album.
It's one of my favorite albums ever.
Yeah, 1984.
Yeah. That was my first concert I ever seen.
Really?
No, actually second. I saw Aerosmith first at Cobo, and then I saw these guys.
I saw... It wasn't Creedence. It was somebody like that. Blue Oyster Cult was my first band.
Oh, yeah.
I ever saw. My brother took me when I was like 12 or 13.
Boney. We've talked to Boney before. Boney's. It's been a little while since we've seen Boney.
Oh, thanks for stopping by. If I had anything worth saying, I would say it. But
Loves Fago Red Pop. Works on
works in a convenience. Owns a convenience store that's not in receivership.
Yeah.
Has great taste in podcasts.
1984 Whitesnake. Oh my god, I love Whitesnake.
I never got into them. I can appreciate them.
Yeah, you can have Quiet Riot, but I love Whitesnake.
Yeah, I can appreciate why people like both of those bands actually.
Yeah, no, I'm an 80s band guy.
But see, I was an 80s alternative. I was never, you know, I could listen to
That was his first concert. Sorry about that, Bill. He was saying 1984, Whitesnake, Quiet Riot was his first. Yeah, I probably saw Aerosmith in 83 or 84, somewhere at the same time.
Yeah, but see, those concerts, those bands would have been a lot of fun to see in live, but I don't think I own any of their albums. But I would
that
have
was
enjoyed
like
the show.
Def Leppard, Quiet Riot, or not Quiet Riot, I'm looking at Quiet Riot. Whitesnake and Slaughter and Dokken and
Rat.
All that kind of stuff. Yeah, Rat. I like those guys.
I actually enjoyed Rat. Who's the one that did we're not going to take it.
Oh, that
was
the
Quiet
guy.
Riot? Or no, that's...
No. We're not going to take it. Oh, God.
So listen to Boom
Twisted
Boom.
Sister, of course.
Oh, yeah. Busy James. Yeah. You see James Room up? With Torch. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm going to have to write that down. Yeah, Twisted.
Yeah. Thanks, Boney. Appreciate it.
I got nothing to write on.
Really? You're at home and you got nothing to write on?
Well, I'm at my table out and I put everything. I do have something to write on. I cleared everything off my table. Everything's in my new office.
I have a felt tip.
But I do have a felt piece tip of paper. All the lights are off. Can't see shit.
Well,
boom, boom.
Show in the dark. No, I mean, I got a Sharpie and skin. What more do I need?
I know. My crayon's all worn out, so I can't use that. Jazzy Room with Torch. Jazzy Room.
This is probably my favorite replacement song
with
ever.
Torch.
And this is also on Let It Be. I've heard some people cover this and do a pretty decent job of it, but this is just a phenomenal song. This is the Replacements from Let It Be. It's Unsatisfied. God, what a great song. When he really works into his voice, I gotta skip through here because it's.
Yeah, he.
Who's the lead singer again?
Paul Westerberg.
Right.
He has some really good solo stuff.
Yeah,
it's from Grandpa Boy. They call it Grandpa Boy Productions or Grandpa Boy something.
Right. Well, Pleased to Meet Me was a pretty good one too.
That was their last one before they broke up.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was a pretty good album.
But anyway, they're going a little bit more commercial. Yeah, when they hit Pleased to Meet Me, they were going a little bit more. But you know, these guys could write a, you know, Nirvana, Foo Fighter type, like. Sex Pistols type, you know, punky song, and they could be a pop band. And if you listen to Let It Be, it's a perfect example. Yeah. They had so much talent. And I think it was
a lot of
Paul
depth
Westerman
in that album.
Yeah, a lot of depth
in that album, and the difference, the way things sounded. I'm with you, man. I'm with you. I'm not against you. I'm with you. So we talked tonight. We talked tonight about Hip Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers.
Yeah.
We talked about what I just got rid of it. Your 70s band, who April?
All the Witches.
All the Witches. Thank you very much. All the Witches really rocked it out. It sounded that was interesting. That's something I have to listen to later.
Yeah, put them on. They've got they're pretty deep. That 1357. You'll know what I'm talking about when you listen to 357. It's deep. It's pretty heavy. It's stuff.
That's the name of the song.
Yep, 357. Not like
350.
No, like 3 5 7. Not like 357. I mean, maybe it's meant to be.
I thought you were telling me it's the number of tracks you listen to.
Oh no! Yeah, it's name of
the
song.
The seventh one. Oh, I gotcha. So here it is. All Them Witches 357. Let's see what we got here. Ooh.
Yeah, and this is you'll know what I'm talking about now.
I'm waiting for here.
But give it like a minute or two.
Okay.
Half the song. You'll know what I'm talking about.
All right. Well, it's a 4-minute song.
Yeah, about half. This is kind of what I'm talking about. It's like.
Yeah, it's kind of this stuff.
It's like a almost like a. You know, like when you go to church and everybody sings at the same time, like the people in the
parts.
It's got that
like a choir.
It radiates almost. That's kind of what it reminds me of.
Well, that would be a good choir as opposed to a lousy choir,
right?
Which is most of the churches on the planet.
Oh, Gregorian chant. Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's even. Like, I'm thinking of a good inner-city gospel church.
Yeah, I mean, like, it has
some
that...
really good voices.
It just radiates. Like, I love it when it radiates like that. Like, and I'm sure they're using some kind of sound effect or something, but or some kind
right,
of
right where the sound the almost makes your lungs vibrate.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, it just makes my hair stand up. It's like incredible.
Yeah, not just the ones on your head, but the ones on your butt.
Yeah, well, I probably got more on my butt than I do on my head now these days.
That's really more than not I ever
true.
Need to know.
Not true. I just got my hair cut today. And there's plenty left. Plenty left.
You're killing me.
So DJ Alicia Lashes says, "I'm in an African church." Mm. Do you sing? Are you singing there on a regular basis? Hopefully, it's not a fire. Like literally.
This is actually really good.
But doesn't it kind of like the Doors? Kind of Doorsy.
Yeah, it's got a. Definitely has a first, second album Doors. This is the end.
But I don't know if you. Would, I don't know if these guys would last a long time. You know.
This song came out in 2017, apparently.
Yeah.
So I mean, they've been around for a couple years.
Yeah, I'm just saying the style. I'm just saying the style.
Oh, I see. But, well, you know, I mean, listen to us. Here we are. 40, 50 years after the 70s, and we're still loving it.
Yeah, it is kind of Pink Floyd, Floyd-y. What were you saying, Bill? Yeah. I'm sorry, I was reading something.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's Floyd-y. But yeah, no, I mean, this sound is 50 years old.
And I think
60 years old, and these guys are still rocking it out, and people are still digging it.
Yeah. I think, Bill, you're a fan of Joy Division, aren't you?
I dig Joy Division.
Yeah, that's what DJ Alicia was saying. Sisters of Mercy. About Ministry.
That's not Joy Division. It's got a little... Well, but see, I can see where there's little tastes of Sisters of Mercy, a little taste of Joy Division, although not much. A little... hints. You can catch little hints of it, but this is 70s. This is definitely 70s.
Yeah, I like that... I don't know. I don't know where the sound comes from, but that real heavy, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I can't even describe it. That, I don't know what it is.
Well, that one, yeah.
Yeah, that part exactly of the song. Right. Yeah. Anyways. My Bloody Valentine, they're not a bad band.
Oh, dig them. I'm sorry, I have to go back to Hip Bone Slim. Slim.
You are the host tonight.
Yeah, am I?
I don't know. I think so.
Whatever. Appreciate that.
You're just kind of taking over the whole show. You wrote up all your own.
Yes, exactly.
Liner notes and.
I'm trying to keep it interesting and fun.
Sonic Youth. So. You know, did you ever get a Sonic Youth? I like Sonic Youth, but I never really got into them. I don't know why.
I'm like, a couple songs here, a couple songs there. It's not like...
Yeah, it's kind of the way I was, too.
Like, I mean...
They had a real different sound.
Everything Echo and the Bunnymen put on CD I own. Everything, you know, Simple Minds, Joy Division, New Order, Lovin' Rockets. Those bands, I have all their stuff. I love those bands. And I even have a tribute CD of semi-modern bands doing versions of Love and Rockets songs.
You know, right.
That's how much I love Love and Rockets. I can listen to anybody play a Love and Rockets song, even if they're playing it on, you know, harmonica and a fart machine.
Right.
Probably still going to be pretty good because the songs are that good. But not so much with the other band you just mentioned. I mean, you know, I know a couple of their songs, but I'm not going to buy everything they have.
Bill and I, DJ Alicia is just talking about Echo and the Bunnymen. Bill and I just went and saw them two summers ago.
2018, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I wore my concert t-shirt from when I saw them in 88.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, dude, where did you get that? You know, I'm like, I looked in my drawer. It was there.
Yeah.
I've been wearing it, painting the house, you know, but it's the white t-shirt, 1988. And I remember it being, you know, okay, so that was what, 30 years?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. 30 years. Holy feces. Dude, we're old.
We might be old, but we feel like 30. Kind of.
And we smell like 70.
Yeah, we felt like, smell like 80. Like, dude, is that you?
No. No, I didn't do that. Not as far as you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. If,
We're going to have to...
I'm playing some Hip Bone Slim in the background just for...
Well, you can, if you want to let that rip for a little bit.
What I really
pour myself really another Guinness. How about Manic Street Preachers?
Oh, I remember.
Ooh, I remember them.
Do you?
Yeah. What's
That's DJ Leach.
I have this album. Generation Terrorists. Hold on. I'm not sure what's going on here. Apparently this is playing. This is Manic Street Preachers. Why do I own this album? Are these guys a Detroit band? This is My Dying Bride. That's, let's see. Did I find it? Manic Street Preachers. There we go. So we'll find My Dying Bride. Stop. It's too much happening here. I'm going to close this. We're going to go to Manic Street Preachers because somebody said I need to go to this one. My Dying Bride. Why is it not coming up? Here we go. It's a songless bird. What's going on here? Did I not type this right? Come from my home. Manic Street Preachers come from your hometown. And that's DJ. I'm sorry. I just can't read today.
Lucia Lashley.
Thank you. But this is Slash and Burn by Manic Street Preachers. I'm looking at the album on the YouTube thing. It's got the album cover. And I'm like, I own this. I've got a picture of this. I mean, this. I own this.
Ooh.
So,
interesting.
Let's see. This is called 19. This is Dead Season, 1985. These guys kind of rock. I'm not sure why I would have bought this. They must have played something that I really liked. This one's a little
Heavy.
Off. A little heavy.
Yeah, Light Bright. What's up, Light Bright?
Not full of that one. So, Manic Street Preachers. I'm trying to think. Oh, stop. What is off of this album, Generation Terrorists, that I should know about? Is it... Because I'm, again, I have this. I don't know why I have this, because there must be something that I liked.
Yeah, you must be making a connection somewhere.
Yeah. Unless I, you know, this would have been before I got married, so maybe I was seeing a chick and she liked him.
Yeah.
That is entirely possible. I'm sure I can come up with four or five albums in my collection that I just bought because, you know, impulse. And girlies. Don't tell my kids. Aloha, y'all. Wow, I can only read on occasion. Yeah, so Manic Street Preachers is one that I kind of dig, but that last little thing was nothing. Oh, let's just try this. They got a hard rocking sound to them. The guitar is good and clean, if I remember correctly. Lyrics are pretty clean. Well, I mean, crisp. I don't know if they say bad words or not. That kind of clean. Kind of reminds me of, from Detroit, the band that did Paquet de Cinq.
You're talking about?
Not Figures on a Beach.
The band that we were supposed to go see?
Yes.
Which I'm telling you, I don't know them.
Well, you know, I was in a funk that day. But yeah, that would have been a good show. But they do. They kind of got that sound, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
What was the name of the band? I can't think of.
Give me a second.
From Detroit.
Yeah.
I might have seen Manic Street Preachers and got this CD.
Just, yeah, decided to buy it. Oh.
I can't see.
White people don't have this.
Don't rhythm. Don't tease me. Just tell me what the rhythm core.
Yeah. Don't tease me.
I mean, you know.
Well, yeah, I thought that was kind of funny.
That was actually pretty good. I don't have any rhythm either. Oh, wait. I have the correct.
Well, I never thought you would, but, you know. Hey.
Right. I have no rhythm. I understand it. I can hear it when I hear it, but I couldn't repeat it.
No.
I can't make it for nothing. So this is a... All right. So anyways, this is Rock and Roll, baby. That was Manic Street Preachers from the album Generation Terrorists. And this is Another Invented Disease. Oh, hey, that was pretty appropriate, I think, based on what stupid people think about the thing that's going on these days. Earth to Eric. Come in, Eric.
Yeah, I was just reading something about rhythm chords. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no. I mean, no, you weren't sorry.
Yes, no, I'm not really that sorry.
Hey, welcome, Light Bright. Sponge, sorry about that.
Rotting Pinata. Yeah. You know, did you know a lot about from Sponge? I've heard a ton of their stuff, but I don't have I don't have any of it.
That's not stuff that leaps out at me and says, "Oh yes, you must."
I liked them though. Definitely like them.
Yeah, I'm gonna fade out this one. And so where are you at with our fun this evening?
Where am I at?
Yeah. Oh, you know what?
I've said this before. I don't mean to sound like a stick in the mud.
You are a stick in the mud.
But I'm
So we actually have to do here. I know we're getting ready to wrap up.
No, go ahead.
In the background.
Yeah.
In the This is your amazing pull from last week, the last show, the Brian Jonestown Massacre.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
This is just, oh, man, just good stuff. This is rock and roll that kind of tells you a story. This one's called Get Some. I dig his voice. It's kind of this is more of a Lords of the New Church kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's like the Ramones on methadone.
Yeah, it reminds me of Bela Lugosi's Dead.
Not even close. Bauhaus. I can see where you're headed with it. This to me is like the Ramones completely slowed down.
Like, just like high as hell and... Just some really
that's why I said methadone.
Crazy weed.
That's the one that really, like, or heroin or something.
Yeah,
that's totally. I don't know. I've never done any of those, but
no, neither have I.
I don't have time for that. But this is. But it's just like there's something here. There's some talent going on here.
Yeah.
The Brian Jonestown Massacre. And again, like I said, I listened to this all day on Thursday. Because the last show was Wednesday, and I'm like, dude, that was such a great pull. I listened to these guys like two of their albums or something like that, two or three.
Yeah, no, I'm glad. I'm glad you're picking up on them.
Mm-hmm. This one, if they come to town, we're going.
I'll put an alert out for them.
Yeah. This one, I'd love to go see Hip Bone Slim. I think that'd be a blast.
Yeah, we should get onto something like you know, and then just send me a list, and I'll put the notifications out. So if they come anywhere within like 20 miles or 30 miles or something, I'll get a notification they're coming.
Well, I could make the agreement that with you that I made with Willie when it came to the cramps.
Yeah.
He said if the Cramps came within 100 miles of our house, we would buy tickets and go see them.
Right, right.
So oh. I'm making a watch list right now. Brian Jones. Excuse me. I'm losing my voice, man. Hip bones.
Telling you, you got what I had.
No, I just slept with my mouth open last night.
Oh.
And so I'm just
Kiss is coming to concert.
Kiss?
Yeah. Really? I swear to God I'm gonna go see them.
How many of those guys are still alive?
They all are. I don't think Peter Criss is drumming anymore. I don't think Ace Frehley is either. It might just be Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons, but those were my guys when I was a kid. That was my band. Yeah, I used to buy all the rock magazines and cut the pictures out and put them all over my wall in my room.
So I loved them. I still do. You're the reason Gene Simmons got into that crappy movie.
That was horrible. That was like a D movie.
Yeah, that was Magnum P.I., right?
I have no idea. I don't think he was in it.
No, Magnum P.I. and what's his name? It was
Selleck?
Yeah, Tom Selleck with the little robot crawling.
Yeah, I don't think it was Tom Selleck. It was somebody else.
Yeah, it was Tom Selleck. I know things. I know things.
You might. Pack. All right, so this means Phantom of the Park.
Oh, that's scary. Is Fuckballs over, or you got the TV on in the back?
Oh, it's TV.
Oh, yeah. It's a good thing I was cranking music the whole time. And now I can.
Yeah, Fuckballs is.
She's all right? Been.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I haven't seen her in a long time. I'm still getting over my crap and.
She's trying to be a good girl and stay out of your face.
Yeah, you know, her dad passed away and she's been working two jobs and that kind of stuff.
Well, she's a little busy.
Yeah.
She's a busy kid, man.
But so, I'm trying to prove you wrong. It wasn't Tom Selleck in the movie.
Movie started with an R. I can't remember what it's called.
It's Phantom of the Park.
No, that's not the movie I'm thinking of.
Well, I think you're talking about the real cheesy movie where, I don't know, they're like John Lisbon would.
So I'll go ahead and what's the Gene Simmons?
Yeah.
It's like 1982 is the movie.
1978.
No, I'm thinking of.
Must be. Talking about.
Yeah, Tom Selleck, best known as the fire-breathing blah, 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 blah. Let's get back to, because Tom Selleck's picture popped right up when Runaway is the name of the movie.
Oh, Runaway?
Yeah, 1984, Runaway.
I think everybody's just kind of gone off and I'm looking up Fragile Dreams, sounds proper.
Oh, God.
Elegantly twisted. I'm going through all the stuff that DJ Alicia's talking about.
Oh, cool. I think.
Let's wrap it up.
Some of that stuff. Yeah, definitely.
I will.
Hey, this has been fun, kids.
Yeah. Both of us. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here. We appreciate it. Before I so rudely interrupt
you. You want to play Fragile Dreams on the way out? Can we find it on YouTube?
Fragile Dreams by who?
Anathema? 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 Anathema?
You're going to make me actually try and read?
I don't know. I'm going to. Yeah. If you don't get it, I'm just going to wax you out of here anyways.
Oh, I know you are. Hey, just so everybody knows, that's 6 and the 7s.
Uranium Clock.
Six and the Seven is a local Detroit band, and they really, really rock.
Kiss opened up for them a couple times.
No, they didn't, but Six and the Sevens, actually, they were the other band, they opened up for Blue Oyster Cult in Detroit. When my brother was with the other band.
Yeah.
So I'm looking up Anathema. Are we talking about 21 Pilots?
I don't know.
I don't like 21 Pilots.
Fragile Dreams.
Oh, here we go.
You got it?
Yeah. I'm good, man. I am good. Fragile Dreams, baby. Let's get some. As soon as the 5 seconds goes, because, you know, YouTube wants to make its money. Make its money. So this is Anathema, Fragile Dreams. Hey, DJ Alicia, is this something that is up your alley that you play on your show? Well, this has some cultural tunes, flavors to it. There's no real video that comes up with this, but this is it's like a rock and roll Scottish something. Let me see, what does it say? It doesn't tell me anything. Digging it though.
Yeah, so am I.
Something to it. Unless it got something to it. Yeah, that was. I knew that was coming. It was a nice build-up. This guitar's not bad. DJ Alicia, thanks. Yes, alternative.
We'll use this as our exit sign.
Well, we could use it for this time.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to claim fair use anyway because, you know, we're talking about the music as much as we're playing it.
Yeah,
to go buy stuff.
She gave us permission.
Well, I don't think this is hers.
Oh, I thought she was a part of it.
I don't know, but whatever it is, man, I'm digging it. This is
pretty
good.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm going to save this one. I'm going to put this one down on my list of stuff to listen to tomorrow at work. And Anathema.
Oh, it's not hers.
I didn't think so.
No.
She's a DJ. She rocks it out. She plays all it, finds all the good stuff. And share it with us. Come join us Wednesday nights around 8 o'clock. Sunday nights around 8 o'clock. That's Eastern Standard Time for all you monkeys around the planet. We appreciate you stopping by. We really dig when anybody other than he and I are talking about music, even though we could just do this show between the two of us and just have a good time because we're that stupid. We just love talking music. Right, Eric?
Right. And we appreciate you guys showing up and listening to us and contributing. Yeah. It makes us feel like you're part of our show.
Run us out with a good one.
You want me to run out with the uranium?
Run us out with a uranium clock like we're supposed to. That's it's a tradition here at the Low Standards and Poor's. In fact, it's required by the law offices of Jameson, Walker, Stetler, and Waldorf that we do close with a uranium clock from Six and the Sevens. Detroit band, local guys, great stuff. You can find it's SIX and the Sevens, Detroit music. You look them up. You can find some good stuff on YouTube. They got some good live fun stuff. Been to all their shows. Good fun stuff. Anyway, enough of that. Eric.
It's been real.
You had enough of me?
I think I have.
All right. I've had enough of me,
Thanks
too.
Thanks for being a great host. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
You on the
DJ,
other
end, Eric. We expect you back on Wednesday. We'll listen to some more of your suggestions.
I mean, we can talk music, too. I mean, what the hell?
Yeah.
We don't care.
Talk, listen, whatever you want to do.
Whatever you want to do. We're pretty flexible. I mean, really, you've heard half the show.
Yeah.
This is it. There's nothing more than this.
Yeah, it doesn't get any better than this.
Right. Yeah, right. And, you know, if you join in, it could get better. So,
exactly.
You're going to be all right?
Don't make me cough. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Anyways. All right, go get lost.
Get out
everybody.
Of my face.
Anyways,
love you,
thanks
goodbye.
For listening. See you guys on Wednesday. No, we love you, DJ. Talk to you on Wednesday. Adios, amigo.